Perek of Gimel, chapter 23, Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah, the Nishmas Rabbi Yisrael Ben of Yosef, of Yosef Neshama, for Mr. Izzy Shindelhan, Zichrono Livracha. The Mishnah begins, Osin Kol Terchei Hameis, on Shabbos. It is permissible for a person to prepare a corpse on Shabbos. Sachin Medichin also, it would be permitted to anoint the dead body with oil and to wash it with water. Uvilvad shelo yazizo boever. As long as the person does not move any of the limbs of the corpse on Shabbos, the reason is because a corpse is considered muksa. It is permitted to touch muksa. But to move muksa is prohibited, and therefore, washing it with water and with oil is just touching the mace, touching the muksa object, the muksa body, but one would not be moving it on Shabbos, and therefore it is permitted to do it. And similarly, shomdim es hakar mitachtav, a person would be allowed to remove a pillow that is situated underneath the corpse, in order to metilin oso alachol, in order to tip down this corpse in the sand, bishvo shiyamti, in order so that the corpse will keep a little bit better and will not decompose because of the heat. Koshrin es alechi lo shiyala ela shelo yosi. It would be permissible to, on Shabbos, to tie the jaw of a corpse in order to ensure that the mouth of the corpse does not open any further. But it would be also to tie the mouth of a dead individual in order so that his mouth will be closed. That would be forbidden. As long as you are not tying the jaw in order to ensure that it does not open further. And similarly, based on this, the chen korah, chenishbara, and similarly a beam, a cross beam, which breaks on Shabbos, somchin osa besasal, be permitted to place a bench, you can move a bench on Shabbos underneath this korah, underneath this beam. O baruchos hamita, or also be permitted to take boards of from a bed to support this cross beam. Lo shetale, would not be allowed to place this beam or this bench underneath this korah, underneath this beam, in order to raise it back up, to put it back into place. That would be forbidden, because that's like bona, it's like you're building on Shabbos. Ela shalotosi. You can place it there in order so that your beam doesn't break further. Similar to the case of tying a mouth, the jaw of a corpse, in order so the mouth does not open further. Mishnah concludes, Ein me'amtzin es hames v'shabbos v'lo v'chol in yitzias ha'nefesh. It is usur on Shabbos to close the eyes of a corpse, even after the person has perished, because it is usur to move any of the limbs of a corpse. Not just the limbs of a corpse on Shabbos, it is usur to move, but here the eyes of a corpse, it is usur to move. But here the Mishnah wants to tell us that even on a weekday, it is usur to close the eyes of a person in yitzias nefesh, as their soul is about to depart. The reason is, a person who does that hastens their death, and therefore it is forbidden to do so on a weekday, to close their eyes before they completely perish. In ametz, in yitzias nefesh, the person who closes the eyes of an individual while their soul is departing, harezeh shofech damim, is tantamount to murder, a person sheds their blood, because it is very possible that they hasten the death of this individual. And therefore, a person may not close the eyes of a person who is on their deathbed before they perish, because it hastens the soul to depart, it hastens death. Perek Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, the first Mishnah. Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael Ben of Yosef, Mr. Izzel Shindelheim of Shalom. Mishnah begins, Mi sheyichshich baderech. The person is traveling on a Friday evening, and the sun begins to set. No sein kisol enochri.
A person has his wallet, a person has his purse with money. What is he going to do with his money? So suggests our Mishnah, give it to a non-Jew. V'im ein imo nochri. What happens if, where he's traveling, he does not have a non-Jew in his vicinity? What should he do if there's no non-Jew to whom to give the money to? And of course, carrying the money is muksa. What should he do? Menich alachamar. The person can give the money. The person can place the money on a chamor, on the donkey. There's no question that it is ideal to give it to the non-Jew, but if one has no choice, he can place it on top of the donkey. How exactly does one do this? Suggest the Gemara, he can place it on the donkey while the donkey is traveling. Right before the donkey stops, it would be permitted for him to remove the purse from on top of the donkey. Otherwise, if he were to leave the money on top of the donkey, he would transgress the pasuk in the Torah, lo sasa chomalacha ata, and continues the pasuk b'emtecha. A person is not permitted to have one's animal do malacha for him, and therefore the donkey cannot, ideally, should not carry, transport the money for a Jew. What about a non-Jew? The Mishnah suggested originally that a non-Jew be allowed to carry the money. And the answer is, the Torah does not forbid a non-Jew to do malacha for a Jew. It's only in the Rabbanan. The rabbis waived this because a person would be very concerned with losing all of his money, and therefore just give it to a non-Jew in this situation. So that how do we avoid transgressing an Isser called Mechamer? How do we avoid having the malacha, the carrying, the transporting of the money by a donkey? Suggest the Mishnah, remove it from him before he actually stops moving. And if the animal continues to move, and carrying the money is one thing. As long as he doesn't have this akira, as long as the animal doesn't stop and have the money placed on him and then walk and then stop walking, that is problematic. But if the animal is in transit, the animal while walking carries the money, that does not transgress any malacha. That would be the permitted way of doing it. What happens if a person is traveling? He has now a whole bunch of merchandise saddled on a donkey. What should a person do? Notel et hakelim hanitalin b'shabbes. A person arrives in his town with a number of different items that have been placed on the donkey. This case isn't necessarily connected to the first case, which really focused on money. This is talking about a chamor which is transporting a number of different items. Chamor is filled with a number of different things. Those that are permissible to handle on Shabbos, it would not be a problem. You arrive in your town, it's surrounded by a wall, it's mishtamer, it's guarded. A person can just remove the various kelim that are mutter to handle on Shabbos and place them on the ground. However, v'she'in anitalim b'Shabbos? What about those items that a person would not be permitted to handle on Shabbos? What should he do? Suggest the Mishnah, Matir Esachavalim. Simple. Just loosen all the straps, Hasaki Noflin Malehem. You can have everything that's on top of the donkey fall to the ground. What happens if there are objects that are breakable, that by unloading the donkey they perhaps could smash to pieces when they fall to the ground? Suggest the Gemara, what a person could do is place a couple of pillows underneath them in order for these muksa vessels, these breakable muksa items, to rest on them.